Good morning, Audio Boo Land. I'm sitting out in our back garden, having a cup of tea. Just took the dog for a walk. And just thought sit out in the garden with him, drinking my tea. He's on the grass now, just chewing one of those little kind of chewy bones the dogs love. So, what's going on today? Taking my daughter riding this morning. It's actually her last lesson before the summer kicks in, and they kind of put the horses out to pasture for the rest of the summer. And it starts up again in August. So, it's the last one today. My daughter's quite excited about it. And, it's just kind of a shame it's the last one. We'll have to find something else to do on a Saturday morning. Maybe go swimming or something. Or she used to go to dance lessons on a Saturday morning. But it got very repetitive, actually. Same dance moves every Saturday morning for 6 months. I mean, I know things need to be repetitive for a 3.5-year-old for them to learn it, but same dance move for 6 months. I mean, she was getting really bored. So we decided to try riding. And we've been doing that for a couple of months now, and she's really loving it. So can't wait to take that up again in August. But like I say, we'll have to find something else to do on a Saturday morning with her through the summer. Go swimming or something, or I don't know. We'll come up with something. So it's the weekend. No work. Got quite a busy weekend. Won't be doing any writing or anything over the weekend. Today, like I say, going out riding, and there's a few other kind of household things we need to do. And then tomorrow it's gardening day in our kind of community in which we live. Everyone who lives here, there's about 22 houses in the housing community where we live. And every now and then we have these garden days where we all go out, or as many who can make it that day, go out and just do some gardening of the communal areas that we all share. And it's quite a good way to do things, actually. If there's things that need doing, you know, we all agree on a day, and whoever can turn up that day, you know, then we get on with it and we get it done together. So it's quite good, you know, 15 people all gardening together, and we normally have pizza and, you know, sit around and have a good natter as well. And it's quite a good way of getting to know the neighbours and stuff like that. That was a sip of tea. But what else has been going on? Monday I'm going to be getting back into some work. I really want to get the first part of my novel Roadkill polished up by the end of the week. And then I'll send that off to Jodie Clickhorn, who's agreed to read through it for me, which is really generous of her, actually. I owe you, Jodie. But I've also got to do the 100 Stories podcast during the week as well, so I'll be splitting my time between that. And I've also come up with an idea for a new website. It's going to be quite a big project, actually, if I see it through. Goes to show my shift from just being a writer to also being a multimedia designer, which is what I'm going to start studying in August. I do very much think of ideas for websites and things now, and not just ideas for stories. So I have this idea for a website, kind of a community website for writers, but nothing like you've seen before. So I'm going to start sketching that idea down, and maybe roping in a few friends as well, or a few people I know at least, see if they want to get involved in setting it up. So that'd be quite exciting. If I decide to see it through, it's quite a big idea for a website, so maybe it might be better for me to wait until I've really started my course and I really start learning more about how perhaps the best way to set something like what I've got in mind, the best way to set that up. But I don't know, who knows, I might just jump in and, you know, the site can develop from now until, you know, it can just develop over time, really. So I don't know, that's what always seems to be the way with doing things on the internet. You just got to jump in and get on with it, and it's either a success or a failure. And even if it's a failure, you just got to persist and keep going and developing it. And, you know, eventually, if you, you know, if you mix the idea in the eventually in the right way, then people tend to kind of jump on board. So, you know, maybe I will just start doing it and see what happens. All right, going to sign off now and have a great day, everybody.